This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, for a rally Sunday against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko and a post-election crackdown. Crowds filed down the city streets of the city center as protests entered a fifth day. They were calling for Lukashenko's resignation. Ahead of the rally, the defense ministry announced that any unrest near national monuments and statues would be handled by the army rather than police. So far, two people are confirmed to have died in the protests that started on August 9th when Lukashenko was announced to have won 80% of the vote in a presidential election. Lukashenko has held power since 1994, shortly after the breakup of the Soviet Union. This will be his sixth term in office. Since the protests began, more than 7,000 people have been detained. Hundreds have been beaten by police. The EU and United States have criticized the vote and condemned the post-election crackdown. The wife of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny visited her husband in a Berlin hospital Sunday, where he's being treated for suspected poisoning. Navalny is in an induced coma and breathing with the aid of a ventilator. His wife, Yulia Navalnaya, did not speak with reporters as she entered Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny is a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow on Thursday. His supporters believe some tea he drank at the airport was laced with poison. After some resistance by Russian health officials, Navalny was allowed to travel to Germany for treatment. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.